It's been a hot topic, President Biden's plan for student debt forgiveness. We got to go to one of the sources, Rodriguez Murray, Senior Vice President of Public Policy and Government Affairs for the United Negro College Fund. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, Julie, and I want to say hello. Special shout out to all your listeners there, especially those that are graduates of, supporters of, or have family members that have been to historically black colleges.
Yes. Because what we know is the Biden-Harris administration already provided over, what, $32 billion in loan relief to 1.6 million borrowers. Then last week, we're talking about the Pell Grant debt cancellation, the $10,000 for those who make under $125,000 a year. I want to ask you, Larikas, while some say it's not enough or some say, well, it's a good start, just how important, though, is this move, particularly for black borrowers?
Julie, this is terribly important, especially for black borrowers. What you find here is a president and vice president that have done something truly historic. Not just the debt relief, but the fact that they are prioritizing a population that's more in need than anyone else. Those that need relief the most are the ones that are getting relief. And I don't care which president you look at and what time period you saw that they served, you will not find an administration that gives more money to people that need it more than other people. They try to say a rising tide floats all boats. Well, in the history of this country, that's never really worked for African Americans.
Yeah.
And so 75% of the borrowers at historically black colleges and universities and many, many black people, they're Pell Grant eligible, and they're getting 2 times the debt relief that other people are getting, and that's a big deal.
Yes, we have 2 HBCUs here, Lincoln University, Harris Stowe, and St. Louis. So I know borrowers are rejoicing in hearing that news. But even before applying the additional $10,000, the black borrower, from what I understand, Larikas, and tell me if my numbers are right, will see their balance cut nearly in half, and more than 1 in 4 will see their balance just wiped out together, altogether.
You have the right numbers. You know, this is impactful because, you know, there are some that are saying that this isn't enough. There's some that say that this should be more. Well, you know, a week ago, there was no relief.
None. That's true.
And now we have the opportunity to have, for many people, $10,000 of relief. And for those that need it the most, a doubling of that $20,000 of relief. And I have to tell you, Julie, if you tell me you're going to get rid of $20,000 off my balance sheet, bring me the paperwork, my glasses, and a pen, and I'm going to figure out how to make it happen.
Look, I'll be signing today. Let you come up with, I'm going to give you $20,000 off your mortgage. Larikas, I'm going to be online today.
I know that's right.
My money. But when we talk about black people and net worth, how does this connect with that? Because our net worth is affected by things like ongoing debt, such as student loans.
One of the big ways that this will be impactful, Julie, is the fact that so many are hampered by debt and therefore don't go into home ownership, which is one of the chief ways to accumulate wealth in America. And so now with this money, $10,000 and $20,000 coming off of balance sheets, and that could look like anywhere from 1/4 to 50%, and in some cases 100% of the debt load of individuals, especially those black Americans in our country. Now that opens up the possibility for home ownership. That opens up the possibility for better credit ratings, which means lower interest rates, which means banks treat you better. And every one of your listeners that come from a disadvantaged background know that banks treat us worse and make us pay higher interest rates for doing the same thing every other American does. So this is going to be terribly impactful. It's going to be beneficial to the populations that need it the most. And it really is something that should be celebrated for what's happening to us.
For what's happening now. And of course, want to thank you for UNCF, United Negro College Fund, who's been at the helm of helping black students in higher education. And as we try to address the systemic issues that make higher ed so costly, I just want to thank you all for the work you do in helping us achieve those academic dreams. Really appreciate y'all.
Julie, thank you so much. If your listeners want to support historically black colleges and universities and our students, let them know they can go to uncf.org, our website, uncf.org, because we still believe, even after 78 years, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Yes, you better say that. Rodriguez. Yes, I was wondering if you were coming with the line. I was wondering if you was going to drop it on us, and I'm glad you did.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Bye now.